Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
So we find ourselves standing in the backyard of a beautiful family in Cobargo. Now, how bad was Cobargo hit? 400 homes razed to the ground in the bushfires over the previous months. And if you look over the shoulder of our two guests that we're going to talk to in just a few moments, you can see a hillside that still is blackened. At our feet, you can see green grass because there's been a recovery since the rains have come. But there's something special. As I look over my shoulder too, there is some playground equipment here that has an amazing story that goes along with it. A beautiful little girl named Jacqueline, who's just 4 years old, prayed a prayer on New Year's Eve as this family was about to evacuate their home because they thought their house was going to be lost. Sharon and Jeff Smedley, welcome along to 2020.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your little girl, Jacqueline. She prayed a prayer on that night and there was something absolutely incredible that happened.
Yeah, it certainly was. She hopped on the lounge a few days after we got back and said, "Mummy, I prayed that Jesus look after all of my toys and all of my stuff and the house and the pets and, all of her stuff." So we were very shocked to find such a huge answer to prayer when we got here, and the fire had gone around the trampoline and around the playground equipment and around every single toy that she had strewn all over the yard, and none of them were burned.
That is just amazing. Jeff, we've seen the photos, and in those photos we can see where the fire came to along the boundary of your house, around the fence line, and it just didn't come any further. How do you explain this?
I don't know. It just stopped there at the fence. I don't know why. It came right around the house anyway. We did lose a shed with some substantial equipment in it, but we were just couldn't believe that the house survived, considering we didn't do any firefighting.
And no rural fire service was able to come up.
We didn't run any water pumps to
hose down the house. We didn't have time to do a proper
prepare. Yeah, we were going to probably do that first thing in the morning because we were told to evacuate probably the middle of the morning. The next day. And
when you were driving up the driveway, having arrived back home after the evacuation, and you saw the house was intact, how were you feeling?
Very grateful to God for protecting our home. Like, that's what it appeared to me, to just be 100% God's mercy on us and his protection, and especially when we saw the backyard intact, that literally this whole green area here behind us was still intact. Couldn't believe it, whereas every other part of our property was burned to a crisp. All our front paddocks, black. All our fences burned. And, as Jeff already mentioned, the shed that we lost. So, very thankful.
Amazing how things are turning around, because just 18 months ago, your whole property here was so dry, everything was dead, and you had some livestock on the property here, and you decided that you had to get rid of those. They just couldn't survive. Jeff, things look very different now. Are you optimistic about the near future?
It does look very good to put some cattle back on here. Even though we've had probably 250 mil of rain in the last 4 weeks, we could do it a bit more, because my dams just aren't quite filling up yet. It's the ground must be that dry. It's just soaking in. But if we can get a little bit more water, we probably need to put stock on here now, which would be good.
Let me ask you about your neighbours, because while your home has been spared, some of your neighbours have lost their own properties, and some of them not dealing with it in the way that, you guys are rejoicing in God, in that sense of knowing that your home was preserved. Theirs wasn't preserved. And I know that you're very, very sensitive when you're communicating with your neighbours just how that situation has come about. So when you get together with neighbours, how does the conversation go?
We just try to help them as much as we can. We offer whatever we can do. If they want to come and have a shower at our place, they're welcome to. We've just, whatever they need, you know, we'll try to be there to support them with that. Jeff's been involved in getting power onto some of them. And that's, been a blessing to them.
I think most of our neighbours have probably been involved mainly with power situations, which is something I can do. So, I think they're grateful, but
So, being the electrician in the area, you're actually going to be there on your neighbours' doorsteps, and clearly, they'll be looking for a mates' rates deal, won't they? And you'll be doing all you can to help them get back on their feet.
Also, to be honest, so is that Essential Energy is also sponsoring a lot of work being done. So. Whether or not that comes out of the state government purse, I don't know. So where it's been helpful is that I've been able to steer them in that direction rather than them paying for it out of their own pocket. So, I've been able to help a bit that way.
Let me ask you about children. When there's a crisis like this, and you've got 10 children, but 8 of them at home still, and while the bushfires were a recurring menace, and eventually there was one that was going to take your house, how were your children coping with the stresses of we might lose everything tonight?
Yeah, I think it was tough. We just trusted God with the situation. We just said to them, look, God's in control, and if we end up without a house, we can get another one. And it's not as important as us being together and being safe. And, they could see how much he'd protected us already. So even though it was stressful, we were just all making the best of the situation. We tried to count our blessings and, just encourage each other in that.
It seems to me that when your identity is in Christ and you know things that are valuable, those things that matter, when your identity is in him, you can take a hit on any side and you can still stand tall proudly knowing who you have your faith. There is a certain sense, isn't there, that there's an extra dimension to what we carry as Christian believers that gives us a certain strength in any sort of crisis. What do you think, Jeff?
Yes, I find I just find strength just from the Word of God. Just knowing that the Word of God has been true, and obviously the Word of God explains that there's a life thereafter, as well as God is in control and he will also look after us in some way during this life that we live. So I take full comfort in that and full confidence. If we did lose our house, I'm sure God would have sorted something out. Whether or not it was going to be in a place a quarter of the size or whatever it is, God would always supply our needs, and I trust that because I trust his word.
Yeah. Well, Sharon and Jeff, I want to thank you so much for being so open and sharing your hearts with us, and the Lord's richest blessing on the future that is optimistic because you know Christ. Thanks for being with us on 2020.
Okay. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.